Eddie, after six games without a win in the league, how much of a relief is that?
Yeah, big relief, I think, for us, especially at home. I think we need to win in front of our own supporters. There's pressure on us to perform well here, and got the goal, and you obviously think back to the games and the points that we haven't taken from leading positions, but today we got the second goal that we've talked about, and then it was pretty comfortable from that point onwards. But what I would say is that the lads' work rate today, I thought they worked incredibly hard. Wigan are a good side. To beat them at home, I think it's a really big achievement.
You started fast, but you talk about work rate. You had to work quite hard to force that first breakthrough, didn't you?
Yeah, similar to the other games, the patterns really, where we were on top but didn't get the goal, and then we did after sort of wearing them down gradually. But the key one was the second goal. But not only that, how we defended, our structure, our shape. I thought our midfield was very good. I thought our front two worked incredibly hard to nullify their threat. And it's a big psychological boost, I think, for the players to have achieved that today.
Jan Kermigan as well hasn't scored since Huddersfield, opening day of the season. How much will that do for him today?
Hopefully the world are good. I mean, it was a typical Jan goal. Cross, header, back post. We know what Jan's capable of. We still feel there's a lot more to come from him, but today's a big step forward. And if we can get Jan and Callum firing, I struggle to see a better two strikers in the division, in my opinion.
Rate them that highly. Best two.
Well, I do, because when they're at their very best, I have to make that statement. I wouldn't want to play against them, put it that way.
The second one, I'm sure you'll have much pleasure in watching back on tape, weren't you? A very seamless team goal.
Well, it's a great goal, but I'm really pleased for Frano, because the amount of forward runs he makes, and usually it's supplying other people. This time he's made a run and he's gotten the end of it himself and gets the glory of the goal. But the build-up play was terrific. Matt Ritchie and I think it was a Sid from Junior and Callum and Jan. It was an excellent team goal, a big stage of the game for us.
And again, clean sheets mean a lot, particularly with you and Jason both being defenders as well. So Artur Boric again, in a relatively quiet game, but an important save in the 92nd minute.
Well, he made a couple of important saves, and I think the big man's got a really good presence for us. And I think he's done exceptionally well to come in with no training because of the amount of games we've had. And I think he's given us a boost. So fair play to him in the back four for the clean sheet against a good side with good players. We kept them very quiet again.
Two away games coming up now. Does this take any pressure off the trip to Derby on Tuesday, if there was any?
I don't think so. I think that the pressure's always there to go and perform and to try and win. Derby will be a very difficult game. I think our fixture list has been incredibly tough when you look at Norwich away. Who am I forgetting here, Chris?
Watford away.
Watford away, thank you. Yep. Wigan. A derby and then Bolton. So if we can come through this spell with some good points, I think all well and good.
Although away games are the next two, and then you've got the international break, I guess the message is to use this and to kick on from this in terms of your home results now.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to kick on from this result. I think we needed it. You know, you say not 1-6, I think it was 1-7. Depends however you want to look at the statistics, but we did need to win, and there's no denying that, especially here in front of our supporters, who are very good for us today.
A couple of guys not in the 18 today, Ranty and Fraser, are they injured or just not selected at the moment?
Fraser's injured, he's got a slight calf, and Ranty needs fitness work after being out injured, so we left him out.
And in terms of going forward now to Derby, obviously you've had the way of playing away from home. I asked you on Thursday if there was any temptation to maybe bring that way of playing here, but I guess today is the reward for sticking to your principles in terms of playing Jan, playing the two up.
Well, we always stick to our principles, Chris, there's no problem with that, regardless of what system we play. Systems for me aren't important, it's about the players that make the system. So today obviously we went with Jan and Callum, and thankfully they did the business for us today. Tuesday is a different game, we'll wait and see, but even in running today we went to the three. I think the players are very tactically comfortable in switching systems. It's not a big deal for us. I thought we saw the game out very well in the end.
Well done today.
Thank you.